You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Facilitating here is literally the business model of the most evil people on the planet. These human traffickers, we literally are allowing them to pocket billions of dollars. How do you think the young girls pay for their human trafficking fee? We know how they do, through sex trafficking, human trafficking. We had testimony in our hearing that talked about people selling children for $84 to form a family unit.
Selling people for $84 to form a family unit. That is Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, on how so this child trafficking is taking place across our southern border with the assistance, the aid, and abetting of President Biden and his administration. We talked about this numerous times before. It may be years, decades before we understand exactly how dangerous this has been for young children, boys and girls. Human trafficking basically being escorted by the Biden administration. This is April the 25th, 2022. We are live streaming on Rumble.com. Rumble.com. Invite you to sign on. Just simply log on to Rumble.com. Go to Larry Connors USA. One word, Larry Connors USA. And go down the list and find the live location. Push live and you're in studio with us. Other programs are previously posted. This will be posted sometime later today. And, of course, we're glad to have you listening on KXEN 1010 AM and 100.7 or through our app. We have a lot to cover catching up over the weekend. Part of it, of course, gets into the human trafficking we're just talking about, and also the amount of drugs that continue to come across the border, an astonishing number, and then the actual humans coming across when Biden lifts Title 42, as he's planning to do later this next month, May 23rd, it will be a disaster to chaos they cannot ignore. But they will try. And in fact, every time it appears that something might be actually causing problems for the Biden administration, they want you to look away, look at something else. Same thing, they're going to ignore anything about taxes chasing folks out of blue cities and blue states. They're going to deny that crime is chasing them out. And yet we all know the facts. And then you got the attacks on Florida and Governor DeSantis. The legislature the other day deciding we're no longer going to give the Walt Disney World in Orlando special privileges. When they were first starting, they were taking over swampland, and they basically took over the backwaters Orlando and made it into a megatropolis. And a major, in fact, the biggest attraction in the world. But they've also had special allowances built in from the earlier days. But since Disney has decided to go, quote, woke and push transgender issues in front of your children when you're simply going to enjoy Disney World, the Florida State Legislature said we'll retract all of those gifts and you will now pay taxes and be subject to the rules like any other Florida business. And yet you're going to hear from the left, this is discrimination. You're not representing the people of Florida when you do that. No, they are representing the people of Florida. When you try to shove transgender and sex change operations in front of second and third graders, You're the one who's on the attack. But we're going to fight back. We're going to fight back in Florida. We're going to fight back in all 50 states. We're not going to allow you to have control of our children. The parents, you need to step up. School boards need to be realigned. We need more legislators who are willing to take a stand. And there is one major oil company that has said to LGBTQ, no, we're not going to do that here. Wait till you hear how they're going to go after them. We got a lot to cover. Lock and load. Ready on the right. If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. And with a voice like Callis ringing out, there's no way the man could lose. You can feel it.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Mayor Lightfoot, every time I ask you about crime in Chicago, you say crime is down. Real Chicagoans know that that's not true, that crime is up. Violent sexual assault, it's on the news every day, up. Violent carjackings every day, up. Hit and run, 100 day hit and run of Chicagoans.
Do you have a question, sir?
Yes. The obvious question that I've been asked by real Chicagoans to ask you is, are you lying or are you incompetent?
I doubt very much that that's a question you've been asked
by anyone. That's a real question from real Chicagoans.
So I'm going to try to treat you.
Actually, that's not the exact wording.
Sir,
I'm trying to clean it up.
Sir, I'm going to answer the question.
And then I have a follow-up.
The data speaks for itself.
The data speaks for itself. That is, of course, Mayor Lori Lightfoot from the other day, and the reason I wanted to retract that and replay it for you is because the latest data again shows it's not safe in Chicago. It's not safe in Chicago. It's not safe in any blue city or state, especially if they're trying to control your gun access and continue to say gun control will solve everything when you know it won't. So there you have Mayor Lightfoot again saying the data will give us everything. The data, trust the data. That's what she wants you to do, trust the data. Well, I have, give me a moment since you're watching on rumble.com. I have it here behind me. Some of the latest stats coming out of Chicago for this weekend, this last weekend. Here's what your data shows, Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Your data shows 41 shot this last weekend in Chicago. 41. Seven of them fatal. That happened from Friday until Sunday morning. This means 164 homicides in Chicago. From January the 1st through yesterday, 164 homicides. There are a lot of reasons to leave blue cities and blue states. Taxes, crime, onerous laws that they pass, permissive laws they pass on behalf of small vocal minorities, trying to shove transgender teaching into your children's schools, critical race theory thinking into your children's schools, doing everything they can to take away parental rights, responsibilities, and dilute anything you teach your children, if not absolutely refute it. That's on a constant basis. It is a barrage of attacks. This is not one approach. Now, later in the next hour, we're going to get into more time on the Florida Disneyland status, world, the Disney World, I should say, and how the left is just going, again, hair on fire. My God, DeSantis is trying to punish a corporation because it doesn't walk the way he wants it to walk. Well, now, wait just 1 second. Did we not see the same progressive approach threatening businesses and corporations, blackmailing to some extent? If you don't put up a BLM flag at your place or a LGBTQ flag or all of them, then we will shut you down. We will attack you. And many corporate CEOs huddled in fear. That's what's happened with Disney World. The CEO is just, oh my God, I've got to appease these people. No, you don't. You do not have to. Now, again, I'm not calling for anyone to go out and attack and out and out discriminate against those who want to be LGBTQ. I told you before, I'm in favor of your personal rights. But your personal rights do not mean that I have to abide and live by the rules and regulations you set. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Some of you already saying, "Yeah, well, you want to allow separate bathrooms, or you want to allow boys to go into the girls' bathroom? You're setting a law." Yes, I am, and it's based on biology, it's based on science, medical science, not political science. And I've also shared with you that if be you a child or a young adult or an older adult, and you're confused about your gender and your sex, I feel for you. I do. I cannot imagine being that confused about life. If that part of your life is that messed up, I don't know how the rest of it ever begins to take hold. But their reaction is, well, let's just make everybody conform to us. No, no, no. We're not going to conform. We will make allowances where we have had situations where, yes, we need to make changes. Let's put it on this basis of black and white, literally. When we had black voters being denied a right to vote under the old Jim Crow laws, that was wrong. And they were being denied if they couldn't print their name. They're being denied if they didn't own any property. They're being denied if they couldn't come up with money to pay to vote. All of those were wrong. We have righted those, and rightly so. No one now is being denied to vote because they are of a particular color or religion, or even a sexual preference. You're not denied a right to vote. And if anybody introduced a bill that would say, because you're transgender or LGBTQ, you don't have a right to vote, I will stand in your defense. As have many, many young men and women have before. In battles that are obscure to some are very major and historical. But every one of them involved basic freedom. And, of course, with that comes responsibility. If you're going to vote, you need to be an informed voter. If you want to organize a group to boycott a particular business because either they are bending over, literally, for the woke crowd, and you want to organize a boycott, that's your choice. I don't really encourage boycotts. I think the market will find its level. I think the same thing with Disney World. But again, we'll get into that in more detail the next hour. But if you're also the other side, that you believe everyone should have to conform to you, I will be against that. See, too many on the left, their idea of being fair is what they declare. Elon Musk apparently is extremely close to closing on buying Twitter. That's still something else we'll have coming up in the next hour. I mean, I've got so much material. I'm trying to give you a preview of some of it yet to come. But why would they be so upset with him doing that? Because he apparently is going to say we're going to go back to a free speech platform, which it was intended to be. You won't be banned simply because somebody doesn't like what you say, unless you're causing a riot or threatening violence. And, of course, those on the left in many cases have gotten away with that anyway in the past. Donald Trump got canceled from Twitter. They are in the process of organizing a new approach, a new program that will actually encompass Twitter. Elon Musk has made it clear, he said, even those who hate me and hate what we're going to try to do, I hope they stay members of Twitter. That's why we're here, so you can voice your opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's what this country's about, freedom. I remind you again, we have right now a Women's National Basketball Association star being held in China on charges that she tried to smuggle drugs into China. I don't know if she did or didn't. They might have made it up because she's high profile. Maybe they did it in some punishment way otherwise. Maybe they did because she is guilty of it. But she is facing 6 years in prison minimum. And in prison in China, you don't get a very nice cot. You don't get all those meals. You don't get a workout area, a basketball court, a swimming pool, a TV. No, if you want to go to jail, I will guarantee you anyone in a Chinese or Russian jail would be more than glad to serve their time out in a U.S. prison. But the crime issue again, these cities have the crime issue because they have not dealt with it. And in fact, they've gone overboard to be of the attitude that we will have either very low bail or no bail. And maybe we don't even need prisons whatsoever. Are you willing to take some of these people in out of these prisons, put them in your home? Have any members of the left offered to do that? The answer, no. And you know why. Same thing with illegals coming across. Are they offering their homes as a sanctuary and a house for someone to stay? No. They have sanctuary cities and states, which again are causing a lot of people to say, hey, I can't put up with this. The crime is beginning to increase. And in the Latino neighborhoods in particular, they're seeing it. And many of them are looking to move out. So crime remains a very big issue. Whether you want to blame some of it or a large portion of immigration or just drugs, which is still crime, or just improper or lack of prosecution and following the laws, whatever you choose, it still comes down to the situation that citizens are fleeing these cities and states. But again, back to Mayor Lori Lightfoot from her news conference the other day, being asked about what's going to be done.
You have another question to follow up, sir?
I do indeed. The reason why workers do not want to return to the downtown offices, the reason why tourism is obviously flatlined, is because people are afraid of the violent crime, mm-hmm. especially in downtown Chicago, River North, Streeterville, Millennium Park, Grant Park. We have every single day violent carjackings. Gun to the head.
Sir.
Gun to the head, violent
please, I'm going to ask you. I've been very patient with you. You come in here and you give a speech every single time. Just ask your question. Be a real journalist. Ask your question.
A very disturbing development with the violent carjackings is they are primarily being carried out by teenagers. And when I say teenagers, I mean 14, 15, 16-year-old mm-hmm.
I'm aware
children.
Of the data, sir.
What is the reason for this, and what is your plan at long last to solve this problem?
Well, first of all, let me just say this. We are actually seeing an increase in the number of people that are coming back downtown. And it's certainly an increase over last year and month over month. And we're part of the reason that we've heard from employers as to why they still haven't brought back all their employees is because of first the Delta, which we were experiencing in the fall, and then Omicron, which we were experiencing at the end of the year and the beginning of this year. Our expectations, based upon our regular conversations with employers and building owners, is that we're going to start to see more and more people come back downtown. So,
yeah, well, I would not hold your breath. And it's not just because of concerns about COVID again. It's a much bigger picture. She knows it. But you think you're stupid enough that you wouldn't know it. Update on Russia-Ukraine when we come up.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The Russian President Putin is accusing the United States and our allies of trying to, quote, split the Russian society following its invasion of Ukraine. Putin said Russia has come under unprecedented Western sanctions for its military campaign in Ukraine. We're now into the 61st day, 61 days. What have you been doing with your last 61 days? If you were in your Ukraine, you were sheltering, hiding, trying to protect your family, trying to find food, water, and in some cases, many didn't make it. The numbers coming out also, according to one source, but this is with the Ukraine government organization, so you need to keep that in mind. They estimate Russia has lost nearly 22,000 troops. 22,000. There will not be 22,000 body bags going back to Russia because they have mobile crematoriums on sites to burn their own soldiers when they're killed. They just will suddenly disappear, won't show up at home again. And they're also using these portable crematoriums to hide war crimes. Citizens who were found with bags over their heads, wrists tied behind them, and executed. In the meantime, our U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the goal right now is Ukrainian sovereignty and to weaken Russia. He said we are succeeding in doing that. He said I think they can beat Russia. And, of course, the assault continues at the steel plant in Mariupol. And while that's underway, you got President Biden also nominating Bridget Brink, the current U.S. ambassador to Slovakia, to be the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Now, prior to her nomination, she had served in other positions, various countries. She's from Michigan, but now she will serve as our U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. So we have U.S. diplomats now returning to Ukraine this week. And the U.S. will announce more military aid to Ukraine at some point. They've already made it clear more will be coming. But that steel plant in Mariupol continues to be a source of contention and conflict for Russians and Ukrainians. Russian enemy-launched missile and bomb strikes on that position of the plant have apparently not been successful. They've not been able to get inside. They don't want to try to go in man one at a time because they know they will lose more troops. So that battle continues. There were sirens going off in Kyiv in the last several minutes. Kyiv, of course, to the northern part, just about 2 hours south of the Belarus border. No reports yet of any strikes, new strikes, I should say. This says, again, as we're apparently willing to send U.S. ambassador and diplomats into the area. Let me put this in front of you. If we send U.S. diplomats into that area right now, that means we will have boots on the ground because they are going to have security. That will put U.S. Marines, who are normally overseeing such ambassador locations, in position. I don't think this is the time to put anyone inside that country. We'll see how that plays out. In the meantime, an interesting side development. The French President Macron fended off a challenge over the weekend, winning France's first presidential re-election in 20 years. And the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine apparently was a focal point between the campaigns of Macron and Le Pen. Le Pen campaigned on separating France from its international duties. Get out of EU. Get out of NATO. Macron said, no, we need to stay with both EU and NATO. So that suggests that the French, at least, are saying we stand with Ukrainians against the Soviet aggression, if you take that election as an indicator. Coming up, more complaints about what's happening in Florida. And you're going to hear from a spokesman for the LGBT community. Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This bill is part of an attempt to erase the LGBTQ community, and we won't be forced back into the classroom closet or anywhere else. Unfortunately, we know this bill is a continuation of a censorship and surveillance agenda that we've seen from Governor DeSantis, and he's really advancing legislation that doesn't answer the needs of everyday Floridians and instead serves political ambitions in the lead up to a 2024 presidential primary with former President Donald Trump.
We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination.
Republican sponsors made clear that this bill will curtail speech and classroom instruction about LGBTQ youth, LGBTQ families, and LGBTQ history.
That is John Maher. He's a public policy director with a group called Equality Florida. And he's wrong on so many counts, but don't let the facts get in the way of a good narrative. First of all, when he mentioned that we know that DeSantis has been involved in the surveillance of LGBTQ groups, I haven't seen anything along that line. I haven't seen anyone else even make such a complaint. Oh, I'm sure they'll find some. They can come forward and say, I know they're watching me because I'm transgender or, you know, supporting that role and that movement. And when he says that DeSantis is not representing the people of Florida, he is representing the people of Florida as a governor. If you want him out, you got a chance to vote him out. But the majority of Floridians, if I'm just going to guess, would say, first of all, this is not a don't say gay bill. Although they continue on the left to label it that way, the words don't even appear in the bill. It simply says, if you're going to teach this, you cannot teach it in grades 3 and lower. And if you're going to teach it, you need to get the parents involved and let them know what you're teaching. That's common sense. That's not a restriction. That's not a discrimination. It just simply says you must do it this way. If you're going to have any sex education, regardless of with the same or an opposite gender, parents need to be aware of it. Children do need to have, and it depends on at what age and what environment they're in. Some might need it earlier than others. Most of the times they're going to learn the birds and bees story from other friends they have that supposedly are super knowledgeable. The stork doesn't bring you. You know that, don't you? Maybe you didn't. If I dispelled that notion that you believed in all your life, I'm sorry, but that's not right. But what we have with Equality Florida, they've been pushing guidance to oppose affirming care for transgender children. Again, there's nothing in the bill that was presented to schools that opposes any transgender care. Now, what they're talking about then is that science-backed, as they call it, health care for transgender kids. Now, if you mean that exposes them to puberty-blocking drugs, transgender surgery, then, yeah, I think, again, we need to have a discussion as to when that's going to be brought up with kids, at what age, and is the school the best location to do it. But even if you're going to do that, make sure the parents are aware. But that's really not what they're after. They want you to believe that everyone that supports the Don't Say Gay bill, even though that's not what it says, parental rights bill, you're a mean, vile creature. You are trying to hurt people, as Bill, or rather John Maher, describes.
We've seen some really vitriolic and disgusting rhetoric accompanying this bill, and a lot of just a lack of information. I mean, when the Senate bill sponsor was asked how you define sexual orientation, he talked about whether somebody is a man or a woman. So that, in combination with another Republican sponsor who supported the bill and said, you know, being LGBTQ is not a permanent thing, we know that there's just a lot of hurtful and misinformed language out there. But really, this is clearly an attack on our LGBTQ youth and families, and it is just outrageous.
And you don't think what you're saying is an attack on those who are not LGBTQ families? I think anyone that is trying to bully a child for whatever their sexual preference or belief is, stop it. Stop it right there. We need to find ways to bring people together, and arguing like this and making up lies again and restating incorrectly facts or something that might have been assumed or suggested, you're not accomplishing anything but adding fuel to the fire. If you come out and be honest about it, say, well, this is what we are, this is what we stand for, this is what we'd like to do. Now, is there a way for us to do it inside the system? And the Don't Say Parent, not what they want to call Don't Say Gay, the parental rights bill allows that. You can have that discussion at a proper time inside the school. But you're demanding more. So then they fall back on another. It's a good thing. They fall back on the dollar and cents question and issue. You know, DeSantis is going to really damage the state of Florida.
I mean, you've seen it parodied on Saturday Night Live, at the Oscars.
Tonight, and for you people in Florida, we're going to have a gay night.
It is an embarrassment for Florida, and it not only harms our LGBTQ communities, but also makes the state less attractive for attracting top talent in business, as our state leaders claim to want to do. But instead of focusing on the needs of everyday Floridians, they're advancing these culture war issues that just have no place in our state.
There were no culture war issues until the woke culture surfaced. We had differences and disagreements, but it wasn't a culture war until you started it. This country, made up of all of the immigrants from around the world, the melting pot of the world, we have many cultures, many customs and traditions that maybe you don't have at your home. Maybe they've been incorporated in some schools as a way of helping kids understand different cultures and languages. As long as they're not damaging to the kids, and certainly if there's a question about it, let the parents be aware. But you talk about how the LGBTQ spokesman was saying how this will damage Florida economically by waging war against Disney World. That would make you think that they never wage war against a company if they disagree with them. You and I know better than that. I'm looking at their webpage in Florida. Thank you to our statewide sponsors. PNC Bank right at the top. You get something NCLR, you get Holland and Knight, Tech Data, Carlton Fields. A couple of those I have no idea who they are. Down at the bottom, Tito's Vodka. Morgan Stanley, Bank America, they're all in smaller print, so apparently they're not that big of a supporter. Regions. And how do you think they decided to endorse LGBTQ? Probably because they had a visit from an LGBTQ spokesman or leader and says, we would like you on board. And maybe the head of PNC Bank or Morgan Stanley down there said, yeah, let's go. We'll do that. We'll help. Or then maybe they said, well, we're not sure. You know, we don't really want to get involved in those kinds of things. You don't? Well, then we will call you out, because if you're not with us, you're against us. That's not really true. I don't have to state I'm an anti-racist to be non-racist. But that's what they want you to do, reference sex, gender, transformation of children, shoving puberty blockers, things of that nature at them when they're too young to decide and maybe regret it later on in life. We're going to spend more time on it in the next hour. If you didn't like what you heard now, you're probably not going to like the second hour. If you did, you're going to love the second hour. But coming up, and again, this is something they want you to look away from, new developments involving Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Stand by, please. If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests. So plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, town and country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You may or may not recall the name of Eric Schwerin. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'm trying. S-C-H-W-E-R-I-N. Schwerin. Something of that nature. You may not recall him, but, and maybe Joe Biden at this point wouldn't recall him either, but the White House log certainly recall him. Joe Schwerin was the deeply involved in the personal and professional lives of both Joe Biden, now president, and Hunter Biden, All those revealed in those emails on a laptop abandoned by Hunter Biden at the Delaware computer repair store in April 2019. You remember that. In here, in front of me right now, especially if you're watching on rumble.com, this is what I'm pointing to. In November 2017, Schwerin met with Joe Biden in the West Wing. Schwerin was the president now of the infamous but now dissolved investment fund, Rosemont Seneca Partners. He met with Joe Biden aide, they met with a special assistant, another special assistant, a meeting with Joe Biden himself on November 17, and a meeting with another assistant, another assistant, another assistant, another director. So in other words, he was in the vice president's office 19 times between 2009 and 15. And, of course, Joe Biden has continually said, I know nothing about my son's business dealing. I've had no business discussions with him or anyone else. Well, what, he's coming in there 19 times for coffee or to use a restroom? What is it? But, again, the thing is that he's meeting with various close aides to both the vice president and Jill Biden at key moments in Hunter's life when Hunter was striking multi-million dollar deals in foreign countries, including China. Yet again, Biden has insisted, I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. He's the most intelligent guy I know, which doesn't say much for Hunter in many ways. Kind of one of those backhanded compliments. Larry, I've never seen you look better. Oh, great. Or is that great? Man, that's not so great. Larry, you never sounded better. Oh, that's, well, wait a minute. What does that mean? So when Joe Biden says of Hunter, he's the most intelligent guy I know, consider the source. And then there's a sordid part of the story of Hunter Biden and his brother's widow, Haley Biden. This has been played out some before, and it's a nasty scene all the way around. Bo Biden passed away, cancer, supposedly, and Joe Biden often talks about him. And he was married to Haley Biden. Hunter Biden and his wife at the time were having some problems, probably due to his alcoholism and drugs, who knows. But then, as Joe Biden later said in a statement, we're all lucky that Hunter and Hallie found each other as they were putting their lives together again after such sadness. They have mine and Jill's full and complete support, and we're happy for them. So Hunter, who had been married to Kathleen at the time of an affair he's having with his brother's, his deceased brother's wife for a couple of years, and they just fell into each other's arms. I'm not judging. I'm just telling you the details of the story, basically. But there's an email now that's come out from the Hunter Biden laptop directed from Hunter Biden to Haley. You need to get tested for HIV, Haley. Big, bold print. You need to inform me of the result today. Again, big, bold print. I'm getting tested today. I've been scared. You hang up on me. Get tested and tell me the results today. That's all part of the email, or several emails. Then later he says, I hope you have someone to turn to in bed in my brother's house and that that act of love can be for him or her or them and not a secret someone. Again, he and Hallie began their relationship about a year after his brother died. That they admitted started. And again, I'm not trying to pass judgment on it, but I'm looking at how dysfunctional Hunter Biden is and probably toxic to everyone around him. Don't know anything, haven't seen anything about reference of his relationship with Bo. Daddy doted on Bo, it appears, by you listening to him talk about him all the time. But, of course, Hunter also later split with Hallie. Then later he got with someone else, had a baby through a different woman that he said, I don't even remember the woman. Well, the judge ordered or followed through on an order for a paternity test and said, yeah, and the child she has is yours, but Hunter's saying, I don't even remember her. So drugs and alcohol would do that, along with looking for good excuses. Coming up in the next hour, how the trafficking of humans continues along the border with the Biden administration assistance, and how many children are being raped daily because of it. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.